Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts right here in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on this Friday afternoon. And speaking of conversations with people in the performing arts, I have two exciting people here in the studio today who are starting a new theater company. The new theater company is called Kazart, and the two people who are forming it or founding it are Ty Hewitt and Shelley Virginia. Welcome to the show, Ty and Shelley.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
And both of you have been on Stage Talk before. Ty, you are an assistant professor at UAA, Department of Theater, and you've been on talking about shows you've been doing over there. Shelley, you've been on the show before as a professional actor working with Perseverance Theater.
Yes.
Both of you are professional actors, and now you have, of course, that must mean you are crazy to go into that business.
Absolutely.
Which means now the next thing is to start your own theater company. It must be it. So Kazart is your new theater company. Tell me the madness behind the decision to create a theater company. Well, I should say, there. One thing about this area, I'll stop talking in a moment. One thing about Anchorage I love is that every now and then you'll find someone starting a new theater company. And they just deliver like mushrooms around here. But so tell me about your idea for this theater company.
Yeah, we know how mushrooms grow.
Oh, yes.
Well, we've been talking about it for about 10 years now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and it was always going to be in Alaska. Even when we were living elsewhere in New York, we met in New York. It was always going to be a theater company with work made in Alaska. And then...
Yeah, we'd only been... We met in Brooklyn. We were both, you know, working at bars, auditioning during the day, that thing.
The professional actor
thing. Yeah, totally. The New York thing. Mm-hmm. And within 6 months of meeting, I'd brought, like, you should really come back to Alaska. I think you'd like it.
Because, Ty, you're from Alaska.
Yeah, I'm from Ketchikan.
Right, yeah.
And so right away, I brought her back. And, you know, we spent a couple weeks in Ketchikan that first summer. And then for 6 years or so, we were doing 9 months in New York, 3 months in Alaska. And which was a great, great way to stay poor all the time. But we were like, yeah, even if we were in places that, you know, that we'd been, New York, Seattle, Portland, those places, we always had the idea that we wanted to do our own theater in Alaska, and work on themes that were important to the people in our community there. And so this has been at least 10 years in the making, and we finally are getting it together and making it happen.
Well, what is it about having your own theater company that gives you, let me say this. What can you do with your own theater company that you can't do just as a working actor? Shelley?
Well, I think, you know, as we were talking about a little bit before the show, for me, being a new mom and having a child, right, having to travel outside to go do shows is hard. It's difficult, right? I would like to be able to stay here and add to our community. So I think it gives, and it also gives us a way to kind of choose the material and create our own schedule and work with different community members that we find exciting.
And speaking of choosing material, your first show is opening up in August, so you have some time. It's called Lungs by Duncan McMillan, and fascinating idea for a show. Ty, tell us a little bit about this first offering you're going to be showing.
So this first offering is it's a two-person play, and it's basically the lifespan of a relationship of these two people, and. That kind of thing that goes with you can only really hurt the ones you love, and mm-hmm. it's a very funny play, but it's got the whole range of funny and serious and sad and all those things kind of contained within it, and it has a very ecologically minded focus, and part of that focus starts with this question of. What does it mean to kind of weigh the pros and cons of having a baby, having a kid in this world, which for us is still, you know, within the last 3 years, that was a very real conversation we were having. And, you know, we we ended up on the yes, let's do it side of the argument. And this couple is kind of going through that same thing. And one of the exciting things about the play is that it calls for no set or very limited set, pretty limited sound and lighting, but very specifically that they do not indicate changes in time and place, no mime. So it shifts time and place all over. But we have to, you know, you have to track through that and find what that is. And a lot of our work in the room with our director will be in discovering what is the physical language of the piece that can tell that story, that can demarcate change in time and place.
I was going to ask you, because the both of you are going to be performing. You're the actors in this show. Mm-hmm. You're playing the both characters. Which I was going to ask if you were, in fact, going to have a director. Sometimes actors will just do this on their own. But it's nice sometimes to have that third opinion, that third eye. Yeah. So are you going to be working with a director on this show?
We are, yeah.
Absolutely. Jess K. Smith is a friend of ours and a wonderful director. She's based in Seattle. She's a professor at University of Puget Sound. And she was actually in the directing class the same year that Shelley was in the acting MFA class at Columbia University. So another person that we met in New York and we've collaborated with on a variety of different plays, from scripted work to devised work in New York, Seattle. She's definitely a favorite collaborator of ours. She even directed our wedding.
Yeah.
So we love her, and she's coming up, and we're only going to have about 2 weeks or a little more of rehearsals time in the space before we open. So, you know, the process right now is in us getting as solid as we can on lines and coming up with those questions and communicating with her with the various ideas, and she's giving us sort of these prompts about, think about these things. And so we're starting that conversation so that when we get in the room, we're off and running.
Sounds fascinating. For those just tuning in, we're talking about a new theater company in town called Kazart, founded by Ty Hewitt and Shelley Virginia. And they are getting geared up for their first show, Lungs, is opening up this August. So exciting to see a new theater company, as I mentioned before. You gave me a little sheet here that talks about your mission, and it says to create thought-provoking work that explores and reflects our shared humanity, inspiring interaction with conversation within our community. What does that mean, Shelley?
It means...
I didn't mean to be facetious.
No,
I'm challenging,
absolutely.
But how are you going to... What does that mean to you to provide thought-provoking work here?
I think work that is certainly entertaining, but not just escapism, that maybe challenges your thoughts and beliefs and gets a conversation started, a conversation that can continue and expand within the community and just gets things going, you know? For us, I think specifically with this show, we're going to try to do a few different talkbacks after shows about the different themes in the show. I think theater, along with other spaces in the community, is a place where people can really come together and begin to talk about the things that are important to us in this state.
And Ty, do you have ideas for other shows coming up, or are you just going to get this one under your belt and see how that goes?
So, yeah, I mean, right now all focus is on this show, but we've had the conversation amongst ourselves about how do we want to proceed with this? Ideally, what does that look like? Do we want to, you know, expand to do a six-show season? And that's something that we're not necessarily interested in. We're more interested in one, possibly two shows a year, and then to focus on the training aspect of the company, and ideally getting to a place of being able to generate that work, and then possibly get to the place where we could tour it nationally and internationally to different festivals, and keep it a little bit more limited in that way. We don't want to expand it too much, but we do have ideas that range from classical shows to contemporary works, but all with a different take on it. I mean, a lot of what Shelley and I are interested in is physical storytelling, mm-hmm. and taking moments and kind of blowing them up and distorting them and seeing what physical potential can be mined from those and what can that reveal to the audience.
Well, you mentioned something in that in the beginning of that, where you're both teachers, mm-hmm. and you yeah. want to add an education element to this
Absolutely.
Company as well. Where you know some companies in town have classes and so forth, but mm-hmm. that's one of your major focuses, is it not true?
Yeah, absolutely,
yes, very true.
And
yeah.
Shelley, you're already doing some teaching in the community. Talk a bit about that.
Yeah, so I am teaching workshops currently. I'm teaching a second workshop at Providence Behavioral Health. They have a residential program for adolescent girls, and I'm teaching there for the second time, which has been wonderful. And then I've set up some independent workshops and teaching. What I would love to be able to do is to offer like a professional scene study classes, because there's just so much talent in this town. Mm-hmm. And I would love to be able to offer that in different workshops throughout the year and in things that we're specifically trained in, things like viewpoints and different things like that.
We were speaking the language that theater people really get into.
Viewpoints. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And Linklater, voice progression, you know, things that we are trained to teach. And we just want to be able to offer that to the community. And I think that's part of the reason also for starting this company, to have a vehicle to do that with.
And Ty, you teach already at UAA Department of Theater.
Yeah.
Is this a way to branch out to get other people to teach? More than just your students, I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of offering for those who might not be as interested in having a university setting for going for credit or whatever, if some of those classes, because a lot of the classes I teach are on a pretty normal, regimented college-type schedule, middle of the day, that kind of thing. And the ability to kind of branch out beyond that and let, you know, working professionals have another time frame mm-hmm. in which to do that. And to keep it open to maybe it's community members who just want to try something, who've never done it. Maybe it's other professional actors who just want that kind of thing that a larger city would be able to offer mm-hmm. in that, like a reoccurring scene study class or something where you're continually being forced to work with your peers to stay sharp and,
right.
and on. And that's one of the things that we want to offer.
One thing I want to ask you, I'm not sure if this is something that you thought about, I'm sure it's come to mind, is that do you anticipate through your workshops perhaps developing new work? Because you know, Alaskans are all about new work here.
Yeah.
Is that something you thought about?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's and where that, you know, we've had conversations about where does that type of collaboration go. We've both worked in devised theater with our director, Jess Smith, who's coming up. We've worked with her on devised work. Shelley, you've probably worked on much more devised work than I have. I've worked with the Sojourn Theater mm-hmm. Down in Portland, Oregon. So I have a little bit of it. I think you have a bit more, but that kind of devised work, developing new scripts. I mean, there are a lot of Alaskan playwrights that are very exciting.
They are.
Yeah, right. I mean, mm-hmm. just, you know.
And I hate to stop it there, but we're just about out of time. I want to just reintroduce Kazart to the Anchorage and Alaskan and world, I suppose, maybe a world traveling theater. My guests today, Ty Hewitt and Shelley Virginia. Thanks for coming on and sharing your new theater with us.
Oh, thanks for having
us.
Yeah,
thank you, Steve.
Well, that's all the time we have today for Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.